Today's daf is about a zera on Chaf Dalad, and we're 10 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, continuing the discussion with the whole sugya of, we'll pick up, start with Avot, with what's it called, the Paraduma. So the famous Gemara now that appears here in Avodah Zarah, and we also had it in Kiddushin, so Gufa. We're going back now, discussing the whole opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that you cannot purchase a paraduma from Goyim. Tani Shela, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason? Rabbi Eliezer dechsiv daber el b'nei Yisrael vayikchu. So the drosh is b'nei Yisrael yikchu ve'ein ha-goyim yikchu. That it's a miyat that you're only allowed to purchase paraduma from the b'nei Yisrael. There's actually Rashi on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, the bottom Rashi. It says yikchu Yimochru karibe vayakichu. You know, that's one of the Rishonim already explained. The reason why there's no nekudos in the Torah is that we can make this drasha. So Rabbi Lazar's yikchu, the drasha is vayakichu. So that's coming to tell us that, the Rishonim is explaining, that's why Rabbi Lazar holds you cannot buy from a goy. Elameata, okay, so one second, let's be consistent, let's follow that line of reasoning. If you're going to tell me it's because of this lashon over here, so you have coming up in next week's parsha. Daber el bnei Yisrael vayikchu li truma, right? That's the beginning of Parshas Truma. So hachinami bnei Yisrael yikchu ve'en ha-goyim yikchu. So you want to be consistent and tell me that you're only allowed to get korbanos and purchase the items from Jews, but not from goyim. Rashi says v'chitema to also likno zahav avonim tovos l'maleches ha-mishkam min ha-goyim. You're not allowed to buy the zahav and the gold or the expensive stones for the Mishkan. You can't purchase that from the goyim. So if you're going to tell me that, so here's the kasha. V'chitayim ha'chinami, ha'amar Rav Yehuda, ha'amar Shmuel, shalu es Rabbi Eliezer, ad heichan kibud aveim. So how far does a person have to extend himself in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud aveim? So amar lehem, tzu'uru ma'osa goyechad, go love. If go learn out from what one guy did for his father, Ashklon, the Dama ben Nesina Shmo, and his name is Dama ben Nesina. So it's interesting just to point out that you see here the Gemara is learning a raya from the behavior of a non-Jew. This Gemara was quoted by Rabbi Rakefet Shlita in Grus. He gave a 2-hour hesped for Joe DiMaggio. I don't remember exactly what year he died. It might have been probably assuming the 90s. I remember it was in 2 tape cassettes. I'm dating myself, but on 2 tape cassettes, and you can listen to Rabbi Rakefet. So he spoke about midos you can learn from Joe DiMaggio. It's not the time to go into all of his things. We talked about consistency. He talked about how he used to always, I guess, run out to the outfield, even after he was an accomplished sports player. But he said, maybe some kid has never seen Joe DiMaggio, and he's going to see me walk out. So he used to run out to the outfield. He talked about how he had a very stormy marriage, but like he never let that show, the way holding oneself with composure. Okay, but what did you see? He says, you're going to tell me you can't bring a riot, you can't learn mitos from Joe DiMaggio? He says, no, I have Doma ben Nesina. Chazal looked to a goy to learn proper mitos. I would not say this on its own, but that's the way Rabbi Rakefet wanted to start his hesped, his eulogy for Joe DiMaggio. Ergahab and Alichta Gan Eden. Okay, but back to the Gemara itself. Pamachas bikshu mimenu avonim le'efod. So one time that the Chazal wanted to purchase stones from the efod from him, right? Excuse me. B'shishim riboy sach. They're going to pay it for $600,000 of dinar. Rav Kahneman asked even more. Shmonim riboy for 800,000 dinars. So hayu maftechos munochos tachas miroshosov shalavi volotzi aro. So the keys for the chest that are holding the jewels were under his father's head. His father was sleeping, and he didn't want to wake him up. Right? So you see from this story the fact that the Chazal wanted to purchase the stones from the Eifo, that you could buy these precious items from a goy. Right? So therefore, it can't be that's really where Rabbi Elazar is coming from, like, right? Because the Lashon of Vayikach appears by the Paradum and appears next week in Parashas Truma, right? See that you can accept it from them. Now there's a lot to discuss on this whole Gemara as to what's going on over here with Dama ben Nesina. Why didn't he wake his father up? And maybe his father would have got upset with him afterwards. One of the questions that was shown in the Ritva and others discuss, we know that when it comes to expenses to pay for the mitzvah of That's Mishal Of. That the amount of money that's spent, even the child has to do it, but the financing has to come. This comes up Lamaisa questions of putting a parent into an assisted living facility. These types of questions, who's required to pay for that? There's a famous story, the quote from the Grach, from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. So the Reb Chaim was asked by somebody, again, apparently the son lived in a town away from the father, and the father said, I want you to come help me. So he says, okay, Mishalav, you have to pay for my train ticket. So he went to Reb Chaim and says, does my father have to pay for that, the expense of Mishalav? So Reb Chaim says, no, you could walk. You want to take the train ticket for your own convenience. That's your cheshbon, your father's cheshbon you have to pay for. But that's an application of this principle. It's Mishalav, but that doesn't mean that he has to pay for everything that goes. So what about over here? So wouldn't the father do it? So the ritual explains that no, really what this was is not to avoid a loss. That's what the things, even according that you don't have to pay for your own money, there's no kula when it's going to prevent a financial gain. If a Jewish person was in the same situation of Dam ben Nesina, so then he would also have to not wake up his father. It's a tsar. No, you have to understand that this would he would have been upset for whatever reason. He would have been more upset by being woken up than he would have by giving the $600,000, the $800,000. But if the parent would have wanted that to be, then that would be a different mitzvah. A more, I guess, common occurrence that Orach HaShulchan discusses: what about if your father's taking a nap and he asks you to wake him up? Wake me up for Shabbos Mincha, or something like that. So he writes, it's preferable to try to have somebody else rather than the child actually be the one who wakes up the parent. Okay, continuing now, the Gemara says, Avne Shoham, right? These types of fancy stones. So, Hifsika Inyan. In other words, that ends it off. Rashi says, in the second line down on the top, Midalok Siv V'Avne Shoham, right? There's no Vav over here. Avne Shoham is written out of Vav. Right, so there's always vav 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 vav, and it stops. It says avne shoham. So hifsika inyan v'lokoya vayikhu. So therefore, that's coming. The vav is that it stops it. There's no chibur anymore, and therefore the whole drasha of vayikhu doesn't go back. Right? The one says av have avne miluim. There is a vav there. Ksiv v'hader arve. Right. In other words, it goes back and it combines it. So if it's that's true, then it should come out that it should be osur to use any of the items on these things. Can't be purchased from a non-Jew. There's a beautiful vort that Reb Simon likes to quote from the Orach Chaim. That when you look at the order of things that are listed in again, be in next week's parsha, you can use this vort to say it over. There's a vav connecting everything, and then the avnei shom are the most expensive items, but nevertheless, they're listed last. So the Orach Chaim says a beautiful yesod. Yes, in terms of price, they're the most expensive, but they were brought through the Nesiim. Two different opinions of what the Nesiim are. Either it was the princes themselves, or the Nesiim could also be these special clouds that went to the Pishon River and scuba dive, and these clouds, these winds, brought the stones up. But whichever way you look at it, whether it's the Nesiim or these winds, there was zero effort involved. And the yisod is like this: if there's zero effort, there's zero amelis, he didn't work for anything, that is the least valuable. The items that might cost less in the marketplace, but nevertheless, since there was an effort exerted to get these things, the zahav and the kesef, those things come first. That's the yisod. The Orach Chaim quotes, where Simon likes to point this out, that it's all about a person's effort in learning. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Ve'od ketani seifa. We have in the seifa, it says like this: l'shana acheres nodalo para duma be'edro. So Dam ben Nesina got a para duma that was born into his herd. Nichlesu chachmei Yisrael etzel. So they came to him. Amar lehem yadea nibechem. So Dam ben Nesina said back to them, I know. She'im ani mevakish mikem kol mamon shebe'olam. If I would ask you an exorbitant amount of money, atem noistin, you'd give it to me. Achshav eini mevakish mikem ela osam mamon shehifsadeti b'shvil abba. All I'm asking for is the money I lost when I did not wake up my father, whatever it was, last year, a few years ago when you came for him asking. So you see clearly that the Chazal, the Chachamim, wanted to come and purchase the Paraduma that's against the Drosha of Rebbe Elezer. So the Ben Yehoyada asks, why was that the schar that Dam ben Nesina got? Why should you get a Paraduma of all things? So they explained that they wanted to show this was a miracle. the fact that he did this, that he was rewarded in a special way, min ha-shamayim, because it's so rare to have that. He also explains, he gives several reasons. Another reason, it's a kal v'chomer. If Dom ben Asina, who's not mitzuv, and kibbet ave'im, this is the way he behaves, so then the Yidin wake a kal v'chomer. Achas kam v'kama, we who are commanded in the mitzvah kibbet ave'im, last week's parsha, so therefore then, how much more so we're going to get rewarded for that as well. Okay, the Gemara says, no, awesome, all over there, back by the case, no, there was going to be a merchant. They were going to purchase it. They were going to get it for the Paraduma from Dama bin Asina, and then the Chachamim would get it from them. So in that case, there's no problem with it, and then really, the animal was purchased for a korban was from the Jews. So according to Shela, Rabbi Lezer's whole reason for not allowing us to purchase a korban from a goy was because that because of the pasuk, it's a drasha. Aren't you concerned about the other concern that maybe the animal, something inappropriate was done to it, right? V'chayish l'riva, v'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. Amulo the Rabbi Eliezer, ma'isa v'ulakachuha min ha-goy v'dom ha-shmo. Right, they purchased it. Right, Omri La Remetz Shemo. Some say his name was Remetz. Omri Lahen Rabbi Eliezer. He said to them, "Misham Raya." That's your proof. Yisrael Havi Mishar Mishamrin Oso Mishashinoldo. There were Yidden who were watching it from the time it was born to make sure that someone didn't act inappropriately with it. Right, so therefore, you, against what Sheila said, you see here that Eliezer was Choshesh for Riva, right? No, Rabbi Eliezer, Tarti Islay. No, it's not just that. He had both concerns. Kicha, one the Josh. So he said, V'chayesh Nami the Riva, and he also was concerned for the possibility that someone had been with the animal. Omer Mar, Yisroel Hayem Shamrin Oysa Mishashinolda. There was a Jew who were watching the Paraduma that was purchased from Bon Adam and seen from the time that it was born. Maybe the mother you'd have to worry about when she was pregnant. Vlad hanogachas of an animal that gores asura. He uvlada nogchu. It's considered like both she and her Vlad were the ones who did the mice in the gicha. Vlad hanirbaas asura. So you see, from if she was pregnant and she was nirbaas, so then. What's it called? Both will be asur. He vlad and nirba. Nirba u, right? I said that wrong. Vlad nirbas asura. He vlad and nirba. That's your issue, okay? Ema no. So you can answer. Yisrael ha-mishamjin osa misha shenotzra. Now, really, they weren't watching from the time that it was actually born. So the Rishon discussed, well, do you have to be concerned about the father? Someone revere with the father. Zev Zegorim, right? That could be a problem. Or the maybe if you're concerned with not the mother, but the mother's mother, the grandmother of it, right? So these are the discussions they have, but we don't go that far. Violated from beforehand. It's non kol psulin legabi mizbeach. Anyone that's possible from being on the mizbeach, bring bars of korban. Vlad sehim mutarin, right? Right, the Vlad is fine. However, Tanya Allah, we learned on this, Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer prohibits it, right? So if you see that's the case, then Rabbi Eliezer would agree that there might be a concern, right? At some point, even before the Paradum was ever born. That works according to Rav. The Omer Rav, Omer Rav Nachman, Machloikis, Kishenir V'u, Kishneim Mukdoshin, when they're both in Mukdoshin, Ava Kishen Chulin, but if there was Chulin at the time, Divre Hakom Mutarin, if they were Chulin, then everybody agrees that the Vlad is allowed. So basically, all you have to do at this point is just make sure that once the animal was set aside as a korban, that from that point on, no one had maisa znus with the animal. El Rav Huna bar chinino omer Rav Nachman machloikit kishenir b'kishen chulin. But according to the other opinion of Rav Huna bar chinino, that the machloikis is when it's chulin. Avakashen mukdashin divri hakol asurin. No, that's the case where everybody agrees. Sama ikla meimar. According to this, then Rabbi Lazar should be choshesh. The person might have had bestiality with it before the animal was actually conceived. Ema Yisroel hayim mishamrin osa leima mishashinotzra. So you have to say again, same teretz, the Jews were guarding it to make sure that the mother of the paraduma didn't have anything inappropriate. V'nechas dilma ravua le'ima de'ima, so maybe the grandmother, kulihai lo chashina. No, we're not to such an extent, we're not. Right, even if someone would have had relations with the grandmother of the, it would not make it possible. Amar Mar, Yisrael hayu mishamrin osa misha shenotzra. Right, there were Jews who were watching from the time it was conceived. Mena yadinan. So how do we know that it was even going to give birth to a paraduma? Right, you have people walking around checking every single cow. Amar of Kahane, Kos Odom Ma'avirin Lefaneha, Beshash Ola Ola Aleha Zohar. No, they used to bring like a red cup in front of her while the animal was having relations with her. And you know, this was like Yaakov Avinu, right, with the sheep, with Lavan, and this would somehow affect the outcome of the child, of the Vlad. Ihochi Amaidame Yakarn. So if that's true, so why is it so expensive? Right? Hoyol ishtay saros postlaba. No, because even it's mostly red, if you had something as small as two hairs, Mishnah says, that makes it possible. Umayishnan didhu. So what's different about these special types of cows? And why are the Jews resorting to buying a paraduma from Dan ben Nissin? They could have just done it themselves, right? So Amar Rav Kahane bin Muchzekes. No, there was a chazaka, there was a special type of like muchzak in giving birth to red cows. Yosef Rebbe Ami Rebbe Yitzchak Nefacha Akila the Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha. They were sitting in front of Yitzchak Nafcha's porch. Pasachah Minayev on one of them opened up and said, V'chein Hai Rebbe Eliezer Poyse V'chol HaKorbanos Kulan. So too Rebbe Eliezer would possible any type of korban purchased from a goy to the concern that maybe we had relations. So one of them opened up and began to say, "My osivule chavrai l'Rebbe Eliezer." What did the chevra, the colleagues of Rebbe Eliezer, answer back? Koltzon keder yekabtzu loch. All the flocks of keder will be brought to you, right? So you see that this is a raya that korbanos will be brought from goyim. In the future, they're all going to be gerim, right? And therefore, there's not going to be there's no chashash over here that they behaved inappropriately. I'll turn the peoples into a pure language. Maybe that's only they're going to pull back from avodah zarah. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "No, that's not true. La'avdo Shchem Echad Ksiv. They're going to serve him with one consent, right? That means that the goyim are going to accept all of Hashem's mitzvahs, not only avodah zarah, right? Because again, the question was maybe they're just going to stop avodah zarah, but they would still have relations with an animal. Rav Papa Masni Hachi. Rav Papa said it a little bit differently. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi. Rav Zvid Teleis. V'tarvayu Omni. They both said, V'chein Hai Rebbe Eliezer Poise V'chol HaKorbonos. Right, Rav Eliezer would possible all of them taking any korban brought from purchased from a goy. V'tarvayu Omri Umay Osivu Le Chavroihu L'Rebbe Eliezer. So what would his colleagues answer back to him? Kol Tzon Keder Yikab Tzuloch. All the flocks of Keder are going to be gathered to you, right? They're going to be brought as korbanos. Om Rabbi Lezer, kulam gerim gerurim heim lo'osi lavo. They're all going to convert. My cross, what's the pasuk that we know that they're all going to become gerim? Ki az epoch al amim safavru likro kulam b'shem Hashem. They're all going to be turned into a pure language. They're going to call him the name of Hashem. They're going to serve him with one heart, right? Some ask if Lord of Yosef, Dilma me avodah zarah hu dehadri b'hu. Maybe it's only avodah zarah they're going to pull back and withdraw from. Amalei Bai, lo'av b'shchem ech l'ksiv. No, same thing. Bai says they're going to serve him with one consent, one agreement. Okay, now there was a whole bunch of kashas on this idea that an animal purchased from a goy can't be used. Moshe gam ata titein biyadeinu zvachim lo'olos. Moshe tells Paro, not only are we going to bring our own korbanos, you're going to give us korbanos. So Moshe says, "Kodem matan Torah shiny." Okay, so right before matan Torah was different. At that time, you were allowed to use animals from being brought from the goyim. Tashma. Vayikach Yisro Choisin Moshe Ole Usvachim Lelokim. Right, interesting. The shame over here is used as Elokim. The Meforshim and Chumash discuss a lot about that. So you see, but care, you see, he's bringing korbanos. Yisro Nami Koda Matan Torah. No, Yisro also was before Matan Torah. Hani Chlamanda Omer Yisro Koda Matan Torah El Demanda Omer. Have on base. Yisro La'acher Matan Torah. Vavil. Right, Ma Igla Meimer. What are you going to say? What's that to say? Ella Yisro Yisrael Zvan. Right, you have to come off and say that he purchased it from a Jew. The top toisus over here. Yisro La'acher Matan Torah. Have it. Right, the Intomer Inkein Sipora Eishes Moshe Lo Bo El La'acher Matan Torah. Right, so that means she also came after. Petikshi Alhada Amrin Mepera Kabal Yevinto. Gimel Devarim Also Moshe Midaito Behiski Makosh Baruch Hal Yado. The Kachoshiv Pirush Min Haisha. Micah Omer, how can he be separated from his wife? She's not really there, right? Micah Omer Ha Lo Haisa Tzipora Imo. Right. So the Yesh Lomer Shakosh Baruch Hal Nosam Lei Bifrosh Min Haisha. He put the idea into his head. There's a lot of a discussion. And Beit Tosfos continues discussing the whole machlokis over there, whether when Yisro came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. But nevertheless, the Tosfos is speaking about, even according to the Manda Omer, who holds that really Yisro came after the Torah was given, it's still written beforehand. So why is that? So the Ishbitzer has a Torah in Me'esh Loach. It's the fifth shtickle in Chelik Beis on Parshas Yisro. And he explains, because there's a certain hachana that a Jew has to know before they come to Kabbalah Satorah. I heard this from Rav Engler Shlita, that the hachana is, the person might feel that they're too far away. They don't have a shaykhis to Kabbalah Satorah. There was nobody who was farther away. That Yisro, before he converted, was oved every single type of avodah zarah. He wasn't even on the level of Zera Yisrael. He had such a distance from him. But What did he have? He was a mavakish. He wanted it. So it's a kal v'chomer. The Jews have to realize, if we really want the Torah, then certainly, however far, every time the person might have done things inappropriate, might have been nichshol, chas v'shalom, they're never far, too far. They're not farther than Yisro. And that's why, if you're learning that it's written keseder, okay. If you learn ein muktam u'mucher b'torah, that it's really, it happened afterwards, it's still written beforehand to teach us this very important lesson that nothing should deter us from coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Tashma continues now. Ve'omer shol me'amaleki hevi'um asher chamol ha'am al meitav hatzon v'habakar shnei makarim v'hatzon l'man zvoach l'Hashem elokecho. Right? So the shol, so they brought the best part of the animals from the Amalekim. Right? My meitav was mean the best. Demei meitav, that the monetary value was the best. Their intention wasn't necessarily to bring these korbanos, but to sell them and to use them to buy other animals, to make bring those as korbanos. My shna metav. So what's different about the metav? Ki heche delik potz alehin zvina. So that buyers would really jump at the opportunity to buy this very superior type of animals. So it's easier to sell one high quality item than several low quality or inferior animals. Tashma. Vayomer. Excuse me. Vayomer. Rabna El David Vikach Vyal Adoni Hamelech Ez Tov Ainab Re Habakar La Olo Hamo Regim, yeah, Vikle Habakar La Eitzim, right? So he says to David Hamelech, let him take all these cattle, whatever you want, for the korbanos. Rav Nachman, Ravna Ger Toshav Haya. No, he was a Ger Toshav. He kept the Sheva Mitzvahs, that when part of the Sheva Mitzvahs is, one of them is Gili and Rayas, right? And a subcat of Gilead Rayas is bestialities. Therefore, we didn't have to be concerned whatsoever that Aravna was acting inappropriately with these animals he's offering to bring as korbanos. We said over a thing on Sanhedrin back in, since like Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Sheva Mitzvahs, the easier way to remember them is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. Aleph, Ev, Menachai. Beis is Birkas Hashem, Gimel is Gezel, Dalet is Dinim, then the big three, the Harag V'Alvor is Gili Rayas, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Mora asks, it's on a little bit of a tangent over here, my Morigim, what does this word Morigim mean? So Amr Ula Mita Shel Turbil, it's a type of turbil bed. So Mora asks, my Mita Shel Turbil, what's that? Iza de Kurkasa de Daishon, it's a special type of thing that's used for threshing.
Rav Yosef, Maikra, what's the pasuk? How do you know? Hine samtich lemorag chorutz chadash ba'al pifios todush harim v'sadok u'gevaus kemoitz tosim. This idea of a threshing board, pasuk in Yeshayahu, will have sharp teeth and you'll use to cut down the mountains and beat them small, and it'll make the hills will be like chaff. Going back to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, when the Plishtim returned the Aron, right, it was brought by these cows that they did a whole trickster to see if they really wanted them. The nursing babies were there, and they sent the cows to see if they were going to follow them back, and they did, and so they brought them as kobonos. Someone says, no, you can't bring me a raya from this. That was haras shah haisa. That was a special haras shah, a unique case, but you can't bring a raya lehalacha from that case. It's also very logical to say so, because if not, you have a different kasha. If you're not going to say that, what does it say? It says they brought them as an ola. Ola in the cave of Miika. An ola is not from a female, right? Only a zocher is used as an ola. But you see, from the fact they brought these female ones as an ola, that's the raya that the fact is that it's, what's it called? That's the fact is that it was a harasha. Okay, my kushya, one second. What's the problem, right? Duma b'bamos yochid uchrev adabar ava. Maybe it was a private bama, and this goes like Rav Adabar Ava. Dom Rav Adabar Ahava minayin la'ola nekeva shehikasheru b'bamos yochid. How do you know you could bring a female as an ola? Shnetmar vayikach Shmuel tele cholov echad v'alehu ola. Shmuel took a milking lamb and brought it v'alehu as a korban. So v'alehu is like a lashon of an ola. So from the fact that it says that it was a tlechol of a milking lamb, you see it's female, and nevertheless Shmuel brought it. V'alehu zocher mashma. One second, it's a male. That's, no, Omrav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'yaaloh ksiv. No, but the way it's written v'yaaloh, which teaches us even that a female could be brought as a bama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Gevul Yeshla, right, that there is a clear limit. Pchusa mibas shaloshanim ne'ekeres. Bas shaloshanim eina ne'ekeres. So if the animal was 3 years, less than 3 years, then the animal becomes sterile as a result of the action relation. But if it's already 3 years, then it doesn't. So even though goyim are really choshed for engaging in this type of behavior, the Brisa says an animal with less than three could be brought as a korban because that type of animal they're not going to have relations with because they don't want to lose their financial stakes, their profit in the animal. Esve kol hanitiyufta. Everything else has a, this is called be shlugged up. Shani lehu pachusamibas shlosh shanim, right? So he answered back that all these things could be less than 3 years. Tashma, the esa paros helu ola l'Hashem, right? That they brought the korban, the paros, the what's called the cattle, as an ola l'Hashem. The pachos mibas shlosh shanim, right? So Rabbi Yochanan said that all these things were less than 3 years. Therefore, you don't have to worry that the plishtim had ma'isa bia with them. Maskiv lo Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nosson. So he has an attack. In Cain, if this is really true, right? Hainu ve'es b'nehim kalu b'bayis, that they let the baby calves were left back at home, right? So, and again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about things that are pechusim b'bas shaloshanim, right? Right? Pechusim b'bas shaloshanim miko yaldo. How could it be a nursing calf? How could it give birth? It's so young. V'hatanya para v'chomor. If you have a cow or a donkey, mibas shalosh, if they're less than 3 years old, vadai lekohen, you certainly had reserved it for a kohen. Mikan ve'elach, but from afterwards, if they're older than 3 years, right, so it's a suffix, because we don't know, maybe it's the bechor, maybe it's not, right? So you see clearly from this that an animal does not give birth within the first 3 years, and since the pardon that we're talking about in the pasuk where the plishtim had already given birth, they couldn't have been less than 3 year olds, as Rabbi Yochanan wanted to taina. So Eli, you have to come on to say mechavarta kishnan meikara. You have to go back to the original answer that we gave, and Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion is knocked away. The teretz is how in the world could they bring these animals as kobanos because it was a what's it called? It was a shased chak. Okay. All right, Emet Hashem, we will stop here and we'll pick it up with the. We're going to continue discussing. Tomorrow's daf goes through the discussion about these. The whole drush is about these types of animals that were brought when they were returning the Aron back to Beit Shemesh. Okay, we'll stop here.